SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another hour of your favorite sports gambling show.
What is this going to be?
Moneyline.
No! Are you kidding me? Humdiddly-dee!
With the two best hosts to ever do it.
I love my contract. Love my teammates.
Donnie Wrightside.
Do what the Sixers did, Charlotte. Just win seven games a year for 4 years. Eventually, you'll find somebody, and you'll be on the upswing again if it works out in your favor.
And Kevin Walsh.
Let me tell you how crazy talented the NBA is right now. I'm not even trying to get into a debate. He's not even the most talented offensive big man in the NBA right now, in my honest opinion.
Are you kidding?
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Let's get after it here on a Wednesday afternoon. No better place to be than right here, right now on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Monster afternoon. Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. Kevin will be back tomorrow, but we got a lot of doings tonight, and that includes the NBA. We got a doubleheader tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat, game number one. Set the tip off around 7 o'clock, game number two around 9:30. That's the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks. Favorite here, the Philadelphia 76ers at a minus 5.5 price at latest check-in. And the Atlanta Hawks-Bulls game, that's a three-point favorite here to the home team Chicago Bulls. So two teams favored tonight at home, Sixers and Hawks. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But also, Major League Baseball in full swing already today, people. Did you know, by the time you are listening to me live right now, five games are in play. San Francisco, Miami, Minnesota and Baltimore, San Diego, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, New York, that's the Mets, Texas, and Detroit do have a couple of RBI props already in play today, and one of those have already cashed in, and that was Kerry Carpenter, actually had a home run here, just needed him to cash in a single RBI. He does it all himself at a plus 155 price, so away we're going. Get a lot of people asking me on Twitter. If you haven't followed me, go ahead and do it, at RightsideVP. It's going to be a great baseball season. May 1st is really when RBI season picks up. But I've been telling you right now, keeping it all along. Best bets out there winning yesterday with Jock Peterson gave that one away. But we're really, let's just say you have two eyeballs, right? Right now, if you can assume my handicapping strategy has one eye, let's just say the right eye covered up with a patch, and we're looking with the left eye. Still can do it. Still can be profitable, and we have been, but we're waiting for that full slate of Major League Baseball pitchers really to get a lot of innings under their belt. And that usually comes around May. Look, May, June, July, and August are the absolute sweet spot for RBI. We are pounding the RBI card right now and having success on a night-to-night basis. And again, people asking, Donnie, why don't you just put those out there? We'll follow along. We'll have fun. We'll cash those in. Because they're not true handicaps. They're just educated guesses right now, but they have been working out. But today, I'm going to let you know exactly who I'm on today, because I typically don't do that, but the people tuning in on a Wednesday with so much Major League Baseball in the afternoon, figured I had to let the people in after it. As I said again, I already have cashed a ticket here, by the way, with Kerry Carpenter of the Detroit Tigers going yard. So that's already in. Other RBI bets I have in today, Michael Busch of the Chicago Cubs. Going up against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll handicap these games in just a little bit, but I just want to let you know up front. That's a plus 180 price. That's at Bet365. Also, Max Muncy of the Dodgers. I have him at a plus 120 price. Now, he's actually coming up in a little bit different light right here. Let me just make sure that he is actually in that starting lineup. Let me hit a refresh card here. Because the good thing about it is if he doesn't start, you get your money back. It's like, you lost. And if he pinch hits, gets one at bat, and doesn't get an RBI, you lose your money here. All right, Washington, let's see. Muncy is in the lineup. Good. So after any worries about that, we're good to go there. All right, so again, Michael Busch, Chicago Cubs, to get an RBI plus 180. Max Muncy, the Los Angeles Dodgers, to record an RBI, that's plus 120. Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers to get an RBI today, minus 110. That's as low as it goes, man. They're usually all plus money, and plus money, big numbers here. So there you go with that. All right, now let's keep moving forward. Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers. So we've got three Dodgers, basically back-to-back-to-back in that lineup to get RBI. And I guarantee you, at least two of the three guys there are going to get RBI today. But Freddie Freeman was my best bet from the early line this morning at a plus 125 price at Bet365. So three Dodgers in the lineup today. Giancarlo Stanton, New York Yankees, to record an RBI today, plus 160 price. Matt Olson of the Braves, plus 135 to record an RBI today. And also, Michael Harris Yeah, Atlanta Braves moving up in that lineup over a half of an RBI, which again means to collect an RBI plus 150 price. And then also in the game that's going off right now, Riley Green, I do have him also to get a half of an RBI. Should I say one RBI is the way it's listed there. That's a plus 195 price. Now, I've already been profitable in this game because Kerry Carpenter at a plus 155 already cashed a ticket. Riley Green would be that cherry on top that we're hoping for. So there you go. Kerry Carpenter, Michael Bush, Max Muncy, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Giancarlo Stanton, Matt Olson, Michael Harris, and Riley Green all to get RBIs. It's been so much fun to watch this play out. Now, yesterday, not as profitable as the day before, but still picked up about 45 bucks. I think in the RBI market, betting light. Day before that, a little bit over 120 bucks. It's been great. Most of them, and outside the rarity today, is Shohei Ohtani coming up with a minus 110 price. They're usually all between, what, 125 to 225 as you're taking a look at some of those numbers. Forget about betting sides in baseball, people. RBI props are the way to get down on that. So let's just do a little synopsis here, right? Got a couple minutes left in this segment, and then we'll take a look at some other options. But he said, Donnie, what do you really look for early in the season? Well, again, it's not so much the analytics of the pitching options that I can use, because once that comes into play in May, June, and July, then we have both eyes laser focused here, 20/20 vision. We pick out the pitchers we want to fade for the day based on certain metrics, then we move to the batters. Right now, you're just taking a look at, oh, this pitcher's faced 50 batters on the season, 30 from the left-hand side, 20 from the right-hand side. You get the point. It's not a lot. But let's just say we're taking a look at that Dodgers game. Said, Donnie, why do you like the Dodgers so much today? Why is it Muncy, Ohtani, and Freeman that you like in that lineup? Well, granted, Mookie Betts is absolutely phenomenal, particularly against right-handed pitching, who Jake Irvin is a right-handed pitcher on the mound today. But we need base runners out there. And also, Jake Irvin has gotten pounded last year and early this year by left-handed batters, which means Shohei Ohtani is a 429 ISO power number that gets right-handed pitching. You can't pass that up. Freddie Freeman, even though it's only a 184, which is still above the Major League Baseball average, his weighted on-base percentage is 417. And if Betts is killing right-handed pitchers, and Ohtani is killing right-handed pitchers, what does that mean, people? Freddie Freeman is going to be sitting there with ducks on a pond all game long. Just knock one of those in. I love Freddie Freeman today. He was my best bet from the early line, and we're looking to cash in that ticket. So simple thought analysis behind there. And also, Max Muncy in the five hole, 278 ISO against righties, 382 weighted on base percentage. You get the point. Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, and Will Smith are in front of him. There will be ducks on the pond for him to cash a ticket in for us today. Exciting times. By the way, that game typically, when we talk about Dodgers games, they're late at night. People, 3:10 p.m. Eastern. Basically, the minute that Moneyline is over, the Dodgers' first pitch will be taking place on the West Coast. 3:10 here, 12:10 out of the West Coast. So we got some good stuff, irons in the fire today. We'll handicap more of these Major League Baseball games as we go today, but there are 12, count them, 12 games on deck in Major League Baseball that are going to start before 4:10 p.m. Eastern. Oh, I love this. Then I get my Sixers at night at 7:10. Sounds like a really good end. Profitable day that we can have here across the board at the Sports Grid Network. I'm not going anywhere for the next hour. I hope you aren't either. Keep the dial right here, SiriusXM Channel 159, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Couple games get underway here. One that I just popped up on the TV. That's the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. And it looks like a base knock to start the game for Ronald Acuna, which is good. That means ducks on a pond. As I told you in the previous segment here, rooting on a couple RBI shots here. One from Matt Olson, one from Michael Harris. Michael Harris usually bats at the sort of the middle to bottom of the order, but we have some injuries in the lineup here for the Atlanta Braves, which Albies is out with, I believe, a fractured toe, I want to say. He moves up in the order to the two-hole. Matt Olson is going to bat. I didn't see the exact order today, but typically he's in, what, the four-hole behind Austin Riley. So we'll see how that plays out. But an early base hit by Ronald Acuna Jr. got that game. We're watching that. out on as well. Hot topics around sports here. That's sometimes what we like to start the show with, but I thought with the afternoon action so hot in Major League Baseball, we wanted to get some picks out there, and certainly we wanted to talk about some of those games and set them up. We'll keep an eye on things if anything happens. But by the way, before we actually get to this hot topic I want to talk about, let's go around Major League Baseball right now, check in on some of the scores. San Francisco Giants 3, Marlins 1, bottom of the 8th inning in that game. Twins and the Orioles, top of the 5th inning, the Orioles hold a 1-0 lead in that game. The Mets and the Pirates are in the top of the 4th inning. That is a 2-1 lead here for the New York Mets. Who else we got? Padres and the Brewers. That game is 0-0, lining up in the bottom of the 5th inning. Rangers and the Tigers end the 4. That's tied at 1. And, of course, the Braves and the Astros just underway. And also the Royals and the White Sox just getting underway. I don't have any RBI props in that game. So I am focused here on Hotlanta as Michael Harris II is at the plate. Would love him to get a base hit. Would love him to get a double, which would drive in a run. Oh, no. Ronald Acuna Jr. just got picked off. Or wait, maybe a balk? There we go. See that? We got a balk already in the Atlanta Braves game, which is going to move the runner, who is Ronald Acuna Jr., to second base. J.P. France in a little bit of trouble here in the first inning. That's what we like to see. It looked like he picked him off, but they called a balk. Love that move. All right. Before we get to the games last night in the NBA, recap those, see where they went, see where I went wrong, see where I was right, and also forward it to tonight's games. Jonte Porter, gambling scandal in the NBA. If you guys weren't following along at what was taking place in that gambling scandal, it was apparent that some of the betting trends coming out from the legalized sports books were showing us rare betting, I guess, angles slash markets slash intricacies coming back here on Jonte Porter props, who, again, it's not LeBron James. It's not like everybody is betting this guy, right? So when you see a guy that has points props at 5.5, rebounds props at 4.5, you get the point. There's not supposed to be a lot of betting options there. And when there are, if heavy, heavy angles are coming down on Jonte Porter, that's going to catch the flags. That's going to catch the eyes from the legalized sports books. And also companies that are designed to catch those irregularities in the market. And they did and flagged it. And it turns out Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors was betting against the Toronto Raptors and betting against himself at the same time. So you say, I wonder what that would be. Is that a 10-game suspension? Does he get sent home for a year? Is it a slap on the wrist? No, sir. Not a slap on the wrist at all. You know what it is? A lifetime ban. How about that? Banned from the NBA. That's a tough scene right there. Wow. And rightfully so. Now, most people will take a look at this. And by the way, Michael Harris II lined out to the wall. That ball gets down. That's a run. That's a cash ticket. Oh, well, we'll have to wait on Michael Harris. But we'll continue and watch that game as it plays out. But back to Porter. A lot of people will look at this story and say, this is why gambling is bad. You can't have gambling because players are going to gamble on themselves and it's going to ruin the sport and it's not as enjoyable anymore. Nonsense. Nonsense. This story on Jonte Porter tells you exactly why legalized sports gambling in the United States is needed because of this exact scenario. You're bringing out handicapping slash bookmaking and putting it into the light and out of the shadowy, dark environments of the alleys. Well, we might not catch Michael Porter here. It might not be brought to anybody's attention here. He might be able to throw games and do nonsense out there. Even, again, he's not a major player technically in the NBA. But still, this thought process as I can influence games, bet against my team, play in basketball games, where I know I have the under on my own props and leave early so I can never attain those props. This got caught and flagged by companies like U.S. Integrity out there. There's a few more that specifically track these markets and are designed to find out if these guys are A, betting on themselves, or see those irregularities where those trends come in that say, you know what, let's flag this game and take a deeper picture. They flagged Jonte Porter. They caught him red-handed, and he's been banned from the NBA. Now, let's look at the opposite side of this, too, because it comes out and it was a Woj tweet like, man, like we got him betting here and there. And the second tweet came out that basically said, not only was he betting like it was props, but he was betting against the Toronto Raptors. which when you're looking about and saying to yourself, well, how can I influence a situation? It's number one, you have the internal information from the team. Who's playing that night? How many minutes? Is this guy going to be available? You could bet that game early and find out that two or three starters are out later in the game. You stole an unbelievable line on the other team, and away you go. And also, influence because yourself, you're out there, and you're not trying to win basketball games. I hit the retweet button on Woj, and I sort of framed my argument around, this is exactly what Pete Rose was doing. And Pete Rose had a lifetime ban from baseball. Now, some of you listening are like, wait a second. Wait a second on Pete Rose. He only bet on himself and the team to win. Nonsense. When you are a gambler and you are throwing games or you are trying to bet on the environment that your team is in that day, it's all fun and games when you say, I'm going to try my hardest to win today because I bet on myself. Nonsense. You can't guarantee victories by doing that. You can't get up to the plate and say, I'm going to hit three home runs today because I bet on myself. Same thing with Jonte Porter. Boy, you know what? I'm not a great scorer, but I'm going to go out and shoot an extra 10 times tonight because I'm going to make at least 8 of those. Nonsense. Do you know what's easier to do? When you line up at the free throw line or the three-point line, brick after brick. You can guarantee yourself missing shots. You can't guarantee yourself making shots. And the reason why I brought Pete Rose into this, because yes, he's still banned from baseball, and appropriately so. If you want to believe that Pete Rose only bet on the Cincinnati Reds to win games, I got beachfront property to sell you in Utah, people. Crisp, beautiful view of the Pacific Ocean in Utah, if you believe that story. When you're in debt to bookies, you're going to throw games. There has never been an instance in history where organized crime, shady individuals got to a player and said, LeBron, your points prop in this game is 28.5 points. Can you guarantee us you get us to 30 points? Yeah, I got you. Never happened in the history of sports. But you know what organized crime and shady individuals can do to make it easier? Hey, LeBron James. Again, your points prop is 28.5. What do you say you go under that total? No problem. That's pretty easy to go under 28.5. Boy, LeBron James had the worst shooting night of his season. Like yesterday, right? 6 of 20. Boy, I could have used an extra bucket from LeBron. Would have cashed in a ticket for me, but couldn't get it. But do you see where I'm going with this? The reason why it's such a big deal and a big news is it's not a big-time player in the NBA, but the fact that guys are willing to throw their careers away for an extra couple of dollars, that's a major issue. It really is. So the fact that legalized gambling has come to the United States here, this is what helps us. This is what flags this stuff. This is what handles it. This is why Porter has a lifetime ban from the NBA now. See ya, Jonte Porter. Thank goodness for legalized betting that caught this stuff and will keep guys hopefully not doing this again in the future. And if they do, they also will be caught and banned from their respective sports here. The NBA playoffs continue tonight from the city of brotherly love and the windy city of Chicago. We'll cap those games next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Wednesday afternoon, solo mission, Donnie Wrightside on Moneyline, Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Yesterday, the NBA did play two games as their play-in round, and that included a great effort by LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers going on the road, knocking off the New Orleans Pelicans, beat them by a couple points, covered the spread, depending on when you got it during the day. Anywhere between -1 as a favorite to the Lakers to -1 as a favorite towards the Pelicans. So it was pretty even numbers all the way through. The Lakers were really good yesterday. LeBron James was really good. They got some clutch shooting from three-point range. I believe they made close to 40%, if not 40% even, as a team from the floor from three-point range. Great effort by them. But also, we saw in that game, Zion Williamson was absolutely tremendous yesterday for the New Orleans Pelicans. one of the better games you are going to see him play. The shame of it is he had 40 points and 11 rebounds in that game. Chipped in with 5 assists, a steal, and a block. He was outrageous, but got hurt in the second half and sat out the rest of that game. And it turns out it's a hamstring injury. We're not saying if Zion Williamson would have even played the second half of that game, which again, it was fourth quarter he went out. He played 36 minutes. So, you know, maybe he plays an extra 3 to 4 minutes, but that could have made a big difference. 17 of 27 from the floor. He was awesome yesterday. But the same thing that always pops up with Zion Williamson that we talk about is not the talent when he's out on the court, right? It's when he's injured and what that actually means. Because as a hamstring injury, I call myself the hamstring doctor. I had jacked up hamstrings for the final 2 seasons of my college career back in the 90s. I know exactly what it feels like, and I know you can't work your way through it. And when NFL athletes or athletes alike always used to say, like, hey, man, I just tweaked my hamstring, I'll be fine. The minute I read that, I was like, yeah, he's down 3 weeks. So Zion Williamson will not be playing in the playing game round in a do-or-die situation against the Sacramento Kings. And quite frankly, even if the Pelicans win, you won't see Zion for weeks on end. When you hurt a hamstring and you're an explosive player, you're going to be down for quite some time. And that's a shame because New Orleans is a really talented team. But they just can't stay healthy. And particularly it's with Zion. And it's a shame. But you saw him leave the bench last night, throw in the towel, hobble off into the locker room, not to be seen again, because he knew he was hurt in that hamstring. That's damaging. He's going to be out for a while. That hurts. But the Lakers move on to take on the Denver Nuggets. The Pelicans, as we said, Friday night, are going to take on the Sacramento Kings. That line been on the move all day, people. And here's the best part. And I know that most people aren't paying that much attention. I knew he was out. Kings were getting about 1.5, 2 points earlier today. This news just came out 15 minutes ago. You know who's the favorite in this game? You got it. It's no longer the New Orleans Pelicans. It's the Sacramento Kings. Total in that game overnight opened up at 226.5, plummeted down to 214. Is it a wrap on the Pelican season? Could be. Still hard to win on the road. Do you trust the Sacramento Kings? And by the way, when we talk about trusting the Sacramento Kings, great win last night over the Warriors. I came on and told everybody, like, man, you know what? Games last night, I actually said this. It's probably more than likely this way going to happen. The road teams are going to go 1-1. They were the heavy public favorites. But even in, you know, staring down 1-1 is what it probably should have been, I actually thought the better bet was the Golden State Warriors up against the Sacramento Kings than it was the Los Angeles Lakers against the Pelicans. I also thought LeBron James would get 43.5 points, rebounds, and assists, finished with 41. But if you would have told me the box score, hey, Donnie, got the box score in front of me. LeBron James is going to go 10 for 10 from the free throw line, and he's going to attempt, forget about how many he makes, he's going to attempt 20 shots from the field. I'd say, my goodness. And you throw in, Donnie, he's going to have 9 rebounds and 9 assists. Where do I sign up? How much money can I put down on this? Only to have him score 23 points here, which again, on Bet365, it's a great odds boost yesterday, plus money. LeBron to score 25 and get 5 assists. Blew the assist out of the park right away. I believe he had 15 points at the break. Everything was in line until in the fourth quarter. I believe he missed his first 6 shots of the quarter. And then again, at the end of the game, like, come on, man. You can't foul LeBron. Like, we're fouling everybody out here but LeBron James. That would have been nice if that happened. I would have loved that. 2 free throws here would have put a little bit more money in my pocket, but it did not happen. So last night's effect on the NBA games, fun to watch them all the way through. Now, granted, when I say fun to watch them, I watched quite a good bit of that Lakers game. I was enjoying that. You know, even if I was flipping back and forth to the Flyers, who eventually got bounced out of the playoffs because they lost to the Capitals, and I know there's controversy with Penguins fans, so be it. But I was able to watch it because why? 7:30 start. Love it, man. Everybody can watch. Everybody in the country can watch that game and enjoy it. You know, everybody couldn't watch that second game last night for the Golden State Warriors. And I guess so be it. So be it. But tonight, games starting at 7 o'clock and 9:30. So a little bit earlier, which is good. Now, also, it's good that the Philadelphia 76ers game isn't the 9 o'clock game. Because then I would have a hard time staying up and probably missing it. And I want to enjoy this game because it is the playoffs. Atlanta Hawks, Chicago Bulls. But like we had hype yesterday, people, didn't we? For Golden State and Sacramento, we had some hype on that game. By the way, Klay Thompson, what is the deal, brother? 30-plus minutes played, no points? What's the deal? That's not a way to get a big-time contract as a free agent in the offseason. Steph Curry was average yesterday. What did he get, 22 points in that game? They just didn't show up as a team, the Golden State Warriors. And my factor going into that game was, yeah, they'll show up because they're used to showing up in big moments, the Golden State Warriors. There's pedigree there between the coaching staff and the players. They've won multiple rings. They know how to get this done. The Kings aren't supposed to know how to get it done. The Kings did get it done. And now the Kings are favorites over the New Orleans Pelicans to get into the playoff and take on the OKC Thunder as the number 8 seed, as the Thunder number 1 seed. The question also coming into that game for the Lakers-Pelicans was, ooh, what's going to happen in this game, I wonder? Is LeBron going to throw this game because he doesn't want to face the Denver Nuggets in round number 1? Stop it. Stop. Because it's not a guarantee. It's like, if I lost, okay, we're entering into the playoffs. No, you lose that game, you then go into a one-game playoff with your season on the line, and you tried to lose game number 1 to get to game number 2, and you end up getting pasted in game number 2. You can't do that. You know you can't do that. But let's focus on the game at hand tonight. The Philadelphia 76ers, here's your question mark for the people out there. This line opened up at 5 at FanDuel. It was at 4.5 for a couple days, and then overnight we saw the 5.5s come through. So Sixers are a decided favorite tonight against the Miami Heat. But also the Miami Heat coming in banged up in this game. Like, if we're looking at some of the injury reports here, Duncan Robinson probably is going to give it a go tonight. Terry Rozier is not going to give it a go. And that was a key acquisition that you were hoping would be ready for game number 1 of the playoffs. So you can get that extra scoring punch in your lineup. That's a big loss. But the question to me is going to be this. How do you quantify Joel Embiid? And I don't mean for the playoff run. I don't. I just mean for tonight. Because FanDuel is putting his number around 30 for a player points prop. It's a lot of points. It is. Specifically for an NBA game. And for a total of 208. Let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. X-Man's calling in. Virginia's finest. Let's see what we have today. Baseball. We got hockey. We got NBA playoffs. X-Man, what do we got here? Including a Marcell Ozuna bomb right now. Woo-hoo! What's good?
Got the best of the best. That's what we got.
Yeah.
We got the New York Yankees on the money line. We got Tyrese Maxey for 25 points.
Oh, I like
that. Edmonton Oilers in regulation. It's 6-1.
I like it. I like that a lot. I do. And by the way, I did. There's a fan.
I got a free $50.
Go ahead.
I got a free $50 bet. I'm putting it on that.
Love it. By the way, there is a boost here on FanDuel. Maxey and Trae Young need at least 20 points tonight, plus 120. I love that as well. Anything? I think Maxey, though. I think you're on to something here. Maxey having a big night along with Joel Embiid tonight for the Philadelphia 76ers. I like where your head's at there in that one.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's go, Philly.
Let's do it. There we go. Go, Philly. Go, Philly. Motown Philly is back again tonight. You just heard the X-Man let the people know. Tyrese Maxey's building it. The odds boost here, by the way, on FanDuel, Kay Adams and Chandler Parsons boost is Maxey and Trae Young to each score 20 points tonight. Boosted from minus 135 to plus 120. I bet it. I like it there. I don't bet every odds boost that comes along, but I do think that makes some sense. As I told you last night, I lost an odds boost on Bet365 that has some good ones. And I thought I had a good one last night with LeBron James, but didn't help LeBron James going 6-for-20 from the floor yesterday. That was a tough scene, man. That cost some money yesterday. But back to the game tonight. What do we anticipate? Because Davis Maddock was on with me this morning on the early line, and we were looking at this Heat-Sixers game. And I asked him point blank, you know, sometimes you take a look and say, okay, I want a points prop here, maybe Jimmy Butler. Playoff Jimmy is something else. We'll hit him in a second. But what was the pace of this game going to be between the Sixers and the Heat tonight? Because 208 is not a lot of points. That means both teams around 100, and you're probably going to knock that down. He seemed to think this was going to be an underplay because, in his words, the Miami Heat are going to grind this game to a halt. So then, in effect, not a ton of points are going around if we're going to hover around the 200 range. But the one thing we do know about the Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid, he's going to be the focus of attention. But as I say that, are we sure we're getting 100% out of Joel Embiid tonight from a physical standpoint? Are we sure about that? If it is, I think the Sixers melt the Heat. I really do. But Joel Embiid missed the final game of the season, which before tip-off was a massive game, which the Philadelphia 76ers, if some things broke right for them and they won, which they did, but Embiid didn't play, that they would have been able to move up from the 7th seed to the 6th seed and avoid the play-in altogether. From practice, it looks like Embiid's ready to go, but we know how that turns out. Is it full go, Joel Embiid? Is it half Embiid? Do the zombie Heat come in to Philadelphia and pull out a victory? Nobody wants to face the Celtics. This game in Philadelphia is massive tonight. Let's talk about that and much, much more coming up next right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Six games currently underway in Major League Baseball right now. Just to get you updated on some scores, Baltimore-Minnesota. That game is in the bottom of the sixth inning with the Orioles, a 1-0 lead here. San Diego-Milwaukee, not much going on there. Bottom of the seventh inning. That game looks like it's on right now on Major League Baseball Network. That's 0-0. Top of the sixth inning, the Mets do hold a 2-1 lead over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Texas Rangers have a 4-1 lead over Detroit, and that's Tarik Skubal there, who came into today second in line to win, odds-wise anyway, the AL Cy Young Award. They're up 4-1. Again, the Rangers there. Chicago White Sox up 2-1 on the Kansas City Royals, and Atlanta and Houston is 1-1, a couple home runs on each side. By the way, I'm 0-2 in that game with runners in scoring position to start out. So not great here. Would love to have one more, but Marcelo Zuna, who's seemingly hitting a home run every game, it feels like, has hit another one today. Smoke job out there to left field, 432 feet, 112 miles an hour. That was a hammer job. You know what it is? Because you're watching with the sound off and the left fielder does not move when contact is made. You know it's an absolute blast. 3 o'clock range here. Four games are going to get underway. 3:07, that's the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. 3:10, that's Washington taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. 3:37, St. Louis and Oakland. And 3:40, that's going to be the Chicago Cubs taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. In the 4 o'clock hour, one game there, Cincinnati and Seattle. And also a game is final today already. San Francisco Giants knock off the Miami Marlins 3-1. An anomaly in Major League Baseball typically is the latest game tonight. So that's 7:10 Eastern. That's Cleveland and Boston tonight. That totals an 8.5 and a looks like a side. What's that price there? Minus 126, current line at the FanDuel Sportsbook. But again, tonight, NBA action in full swing. Which way are you going out there? Who are you betting on tonight? Which sides are you looking to take? Because the Philadelphia 76ers, once again, are a 5.5-point favorite tonight, taking on the Chicago Bulls as a 3-point favorite against the Atlanta Hawks. So Heat Sixers, Atlanta Hawks, and the Bulls. If we're looking at some of these prop bets in these games, again, 208 is a total in that Sixers game, which is quite low for an NBA total in this day and age, but it is the playoffs. And also, if you want a background on that, if you just bet both unders last night in the NBA, you won that. Both of those games did stay under the total. After a quick start, by the way, in that Pelicans-Lakers game, looks like it was going to absolutely be smoke show to the over. That stayed under. The question's going to be, in this Sixer game, right? Jimmy Butler loves to play the heel. Playoff Jimmy is a real thing. He takes his game absolutely to the next level. His points prop in this game is 23.5. So if we're just looking at that number and relaying it to the game, is there any chance in your mind that the Miami Heat can win this basketball game with, let's just say, Jimmy Butler scoring less than 20 points? Could that even be a possibility? I don't know if it is. Because I almost was going to use that same logic yesterday with the Sacramento Kings. Like, hey, if De'Aaron Fox scores, I think I used 22 points. I think he scored 24. Could they win the game? I was like, I don't think they can because I thought the Warriors were a better team. And that's where I would have bet it. And I would have been wrong yesterday. I would have been wrong. Because if you just would have taken the Sacramento Kings, you would have won the wager. If you take De'Aaron Fox over his points prop, that would have been a losing bet and a losing wager there. So the question here, as you're lining up the Miami Heat, is, are you just looking to bet this game and say, I think the Heat can stay within 5.5? But again, can the Heat stay in this game and or win it if Jimmy Butler doesn't play up to capabilities? I don't know if that's going to happen. Like, who is your guy on the Miami Heat tonight that you're looking to eye up? Is it Tyler Hero, whose points props listed at 20.5 points? Is it Bam Adebayo, who's 16.5? Quite frankly, they're pretty low numbers here. Where is the scoring coming from the Miami Heat tonight to do battle with the Philadelphia 76ers? And also from a Sixers point of view, right? Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, the two top guns on the Sixers. 24.5 points is Maxey's points prop tonight. Joel Embiid is at 29.5 points. How does that factor in? Bench players coming up here. Kelly Oubre Jr., 12.5 points. Kyle Lowry, 5.5 points in this game. I mean, heck, Lowry would love to light up the Miami Heat, a team that he's played for. But the central focus of this game for me is, what are we getting out of Joel Embiid? Now, the great part about this is, I don't have any live wagers currently right now. Or should I say, pre-flop wagers on the Philadelphia 76ers. This might be a game I have to watch or play into. And you guys know I love my three-point props. I love them. They're fun to cheer on. Tyler Hero over 2.5 three-point shots, minus 130 in this game. Tyrese Maxey over 2.5 three-point shots, minus 154 in this game. Kelly Oubre Jr., 1.5 three-point shots. By the way, we got Buddy out here. How about Buddy Hield? Philadelphia 76ers. By the way, if I had to take, I'm just looking at it right now. If we take the juice right out of play and just say, based on what you're looking at, you know, 1.5 three-point shots, 2.5 three-point shots, you get the picture. I actually do think Buddy Hield is a decent play for the Philadelphia 76ers here at over 1.5 three-point shots made. But also, Duncan Robinson is coming back here. He's 1.5 at a minus 136. He's not in the game to drive to the rack and take it to Joel Embiid. He's out there to shoot three-point shots. Like, those would be some of the angles that I'm looking at. Like, three-point, yes, Tyler Hero can shoot him. Jimmy Butler, maybe. It's not really a guy I look forward to, and that's why he's over 1.5 three-point shots at a plus 122 price, right? There's a reason for that. But for my money, I look at it and say, you know what? Just give me the pure three-point shooters. Duncan Robinson, Buddy Hield. Somebody's got to make a difference in this game. You know the Miami Heat's game plan. It's not like, hey, just let Joel Embiid go wild and we'll see what happens. No. You try to shut JoJo down. And also, we don't know what we're getting out of Joel Embiid tonight. Again, all indications from practice this week, Joel Embiid certainly in order. But let's also not forget, Nick Nurse is a very good basketball coach for the Philadelphia 76ers, a market upgrade from that dumbbell Doc, who was there last year, Doc Rivers. But you're also reminding ourselves, the Miami Heat, man, the best coach in the NBA and Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra is a damn good coach. So the Miami Heat aren't coming into this game and laying down by any stretch. Going, you know what? No big deal. We lose to the Sixers. We'll go home and handle our business against, I don't know, the Hawks and or the Chicago Bulls. That's not happening. But also the stakes are really high. Like, there was some thought process yesterday that it's better for the Los Angeles Lakers to lose to the Pelicans because they could get the take on the Sacramento Kings in a play-in game. And if they win that, whoo! You know, we'll go ahead and we'll take care of business and we'll get the easier matchup in round number one against OKC as opposed to facing the Denver Nuggets, which you're going to have to face. But that's ludicrous. You're never going to lose that game on purpose. Now, if there was talk about that and, you know, sort of jokingly like, I don't know if that makes sense if they should do that. Nobody's joking about this Sixers Heat game tonight by saying, you know what? Better off to lose for playoff positioning. The exact wrong situation would be that. Why? The winner of this game is going to take on the Knicks, who are a very good ball club. Don't get me wrong. Madison Square Garden should be jumping. You're looking at a team with Jalen Brunson that has really fought through some adversity this year with multiple starters down. The Jalen Brunson show on Broadway was a sellout and standing ovations every night because it felt like he'd go for 40 points, 40 points, 40 points, 40 points. You get the picture. Holding up like a G League roster side by side. It's Dante DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson and good luck in winning games. And they did. They won a lot of games. They hung on. They got the 2 seed, man. OG Anunoby's back. Vibes are good, getting some rest. Now, you're not going to get Julius Randle back, which is a shame. But you get the point here, right? You get the point. But when you're angling for this game tonight and saying, well, the winner can get the Knicks, that's a way, way better advantage, people. And you know this. than getting the Boston Celtics, who are damn near, forget about just being unbeatable wherever they play. Three losses, four losses this year on their home court. Incredible. That's like Larry Bird days back at the old Boston Garden. Unbeatable there. You don't want to go there and play because they have your number. Nobody wants to play the Celtics. And if you do, where do you want to play them? In the Eastern Conference Final and or the NBA Final, because that means you advanced a couple rounds here. See what I'm saying? So there's going to be no question marks tonight on the Sixers and the Heat on who wants to win that. Now, how about the nightcap tonight in the NBA? We feeling that? Because I'm really not feeling this all that much. I love the matchup of the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings in the 9-10 round. Thought it was awesome. Break it down. Who's going to win? Now, granted, I thought Golden State would win. They didn't. But kudos to the Kings for showing up in a big spot there, right? Now, Hawks-Bulls. Not that same juice. Shame to say. Atlanta Hawks, what are we cheering for tonight? What's the options for the Hawks, right? Chicago Bulls -3. Now, also, you're looking at a line that's not ridiculous. Spread probably not coming into play, right, at 3? You just got to pick the winner. And do you put any focus in the final parts of the regular season? Reason why I bring that up is you saw the Atlanta Hawks, game number 82, pull up and say, all right, I'll play my starters. We'll see what happens here. I'll play them. Smoked. Pacers drilled them. Just about scored .160 on them. Crushed them. And that's a game where DeJounte Murray and also Trae Young both played over 30 minutes in that game. Hammered them. But how about the Chicago Bulls in game number 82? Madison Square Garden go to overtime. Tried to knock the Knicks out the box there. Tried to knock the Knicks out of that two line. Lost by 1 point in overtime. Do you get any extended momentum? Same way you talk about the Philadelphia 76ers. Win streak heading into the playoffs. Playing very, very good basketball. Right? See where I'm going? So is it that the Bulls are still engaged where the Hawks were just floundering around? And also, Trae Young coming back, is it making the team better? Looked like DeJounte was just fine himself out there, which then leads us to believe that there's chatter that in the offseason, Trae Young would be moved from the Atlanta Hawks. Now, having said that, I already backed that FanDuel boost, which does include Tyrese Maxey to get 20, but also 20 on the other side from Trae Young. He's a walking bucket, people. He scores at will when he wants to. So if we're looking from a points perspective here on player props for the Atlanta Hawks, DeJounte Murray, 22.5 points. How about Trae Young? Identical, 22.5 points. Feels like that's where the game is going to be won or lost. How about DeMar DeRozan out here? Shout out him. 28.5 is his total for the points prop. Other guys, Nikola Vucevic, 19.5. Kobe White, 19.5. Somebody's got to score over there for the Chicago Bulls. I think the Bulls are a better team. Hence, they do have home court advantage, and that is a very, very big deal. But outside of that, you know? Are you guys really looking forward to that game tonight? Not necessarily for me. But we'll get some clarity, at least, on the playoff picture. And by the way, a little story here from the Philadelphia 76ers. They lose tonight. They host the winner of the Atlanta Hawks and the Chicago Bulls at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Friday. You know that's bad news for? Bad Bunny, people. Yeah, Bad Bunny the rapper, scheduled show on Friday night at the Wells Fargo Center. So if the Sixers win, buyout negotiations have to begin and what that's going to cost. And trust me on this, the Sixers don't want to buy out Bad Bunny because it means that they would be in an elimination game. And that's the last thing they need. And it probably means Joel Embiid wasn't 100% and was lagging out there at this point. Long way to go, people, till we get to that game tonight at 7 o'clock. One more segment to go here on Moneyline. Let's go over some finalities here and cheer on our best bet of the day coming up at 3:10 p.m. Eastern. Donnie Wright's out on a solo mission right here on the grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day here for Wednesday afternoon. Fun show across the board. Enjoying some Major League Baseball action, but as I said, as a little teaser, We got business here at 3:10, and that game is Washington and Los Angeles. Irvin versus Knack. Don't worry about the guy Knack. Don't worry about our guy Knack on the mound for the Dodgers as a minus 235 price currently at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We're going to focus on that 10 total because we're expecting runs in this game, and we're going to get those runs. And the man that's going to be driving behind those runs, actually there's three of them. But when I had to give out a best bet this morning to keep that streak alive, I went Freddie Freeman. So Freddie Freeman today to record an RBI is my best bet of the day. Now, three guys I have in this Dodgers game coming up. Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, and Max Muncy all to record RBI. If we're looking at the price points there, plus 120 Muncy, minus 110 Shohei Ohtani, plus 125 Freddie Freeman. So the goal again would be get two out of three here, but it's usually always plus money. Ohtani's that outlier. I love all the statistics that are coming back today based on Muncy, Ohtani, and Freeman. What's the key indicator? They're all left-handed batters going up against a right-handed Jake Gervin, who has struggled with lefties last year and also this year. We're looking for them to do some damage today and put us in a good situation heading into the night. But that's the focus here. The Dodgers coming up. Muncy, Ohtani, and Freeman to get RBI. And, of course, my best bet from this morning is Freddie Freeman to record that RBI today to cash in and keep that streak alive. Should be fun to watch. I want my watch blowing up with notifications that the Dodgers are scoring runs. And away we go. But as a sports fan tonight, Philadelphia Phillies are playing. I think they win. I think that game stays under the total. But the 76ers are taking on the Heat at 7 o'clock. 5.5-point favorites here. We'll see what we get out of Joel Embiid tonight. But the Sixers are marked favorite there. And then you have the Atlanta Hawks and the Chicago Bulls at 9:30. Then we flip it over. And this weekend is going to be action-packed. And tomorrow's a Thursday. And more baseball. And more great stuff ahead. So hopefully you enjoyed the show today. Because you know what? We're going to do it again tomorrow. Same time. 2 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie right side here. Enjoy your afternoon Major League Baseball, and let's cash some tickets in the 3 o'clock hour. See you tomorrow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.